Senior U.S. officials have been avoiding questions about the new Afghanistan strategy for weeks, but in doing so, they've revealed some of its elements, as Defense Secretary Robert Gates did on National Public Radio on March 10.
At a minimum, the mission is to prevent the Taliban from retaking power against a democratically elected government in Afghanistan, and thus turning Afghanistan potentially again into a haven for Al-Qaeda and other extremists.
Secretary Gates spoke of identifying short to medium-term goals for Afghanistan, things that can be achieved in 3 to 5 years.
We need to have goals, at least in the near to mid-term, that are achievable, and where there are some benchmarks where we can measure whether we're actually making progress in getting to a better place in Afghanistan in terms of security, in terms of the credibility of the government, and so on.
The defense secretary says that involves increasing the size of the Afghan military, providing more foreign troops to secure its presidential election in August, and delivering more civilian assistance to improve the Afghan government's performance, fight corruption, and promote economic development. He has also called for better coordination of international efforts. Another part of the administration's new approach appears to be growing support for Afghan government efforts to reconcile with some elements of the Taliban and other militant organizations. President Obama has said that a similar policy had success in Iraq and might work in Afghanistan, although he acknowledged there are also big differences between the two countries. Secretary Gates also addressed the issue of reconciliation at a NATO defense ministers meeting in Poland in February.
We have said all along that ultimately some sort of political reconciliation has to be part of the long-term solution in Afghanistan. And so I think that if there is a reconciliation, if insurgents are willing to put down their arms, if the reconciliation is essentially on the terms being offered by the government, then I think that we would be very open to that.
Other aspects of the emerging U.S. approach are also being made public. A senior defense official told reporters this week that the first goal is to improve security to be able to address other issues from what the official called a position of strength. That's why President Obama announced a nearly 50% increase in the number of U.S. troops in Afghanistan even before the strategy review was completed. The senior official, who spoke on condition of anonymity, said the United States also wants to ensure that the Afghanistan-Pakistan border region ceases to be a safe haven for terrorists. Al Pessin, VOA News at the Pentagon.